This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
Rina Liu.
We are talking about crowdsourcing. Would you crowdsource some of your biggest decisions? Jen Glantz did, a bridesmaid originally from the US. She has decided that she's now bride-to-be, and she's asking strangers on the internet to plan every aspect of her wedding, from the dress all the way through to the budget and where she should go on her holiday. That's what she's decided to do. We asked you guys for some feedback. We've got a couple of WhatsApp messages, a couple of tweets. Arv, over to Twitter.
Yeah, so this comes from Ramli Sirap, who says, in quotes, "You pay, you have a say," is nothing new to weddings. Only problem is often the families of those about to be wed aren't as much in love with each other as the bride and the groom. So crowdfunding it is a brilliant solution. In-laws love free weddings.
Yeah, they do indeed.
But in this case, it's not crowdfunding, it's just crowdsourcing.
Right,
yeah. So that's where the feedback has been so far. We're going to move on to our next story whilst the messages keep coming in. Mm-hmm. Arv, what's the problem with recycled plastic?
Yeah, so this piece comes from Fast Company, and it's very interesting because it looks at how recycled plastic, especially in fashion, in the fashion industry, might not be the $1 million solution that everyone thinks it is. There's some very frightening stats. It's like 8.3 billion. Billion metric tons of plastic have been produced to date from the early 1900s. Of this, 6.3 out of the 8.3 metric ton is waste. Only 9% of plastic has been recycled, and 12% is incinerated, which spews carbon and toxic chemicals and all that stuff. So recycling plastic itself, they say, isn't new, but it's being used in new ways by different industries. One of the biggest industries to embrace recycled plastic is fashion. The shoe brand Rothy's made flats made from recycled water bottles, and then Evelyn and the luggage brand Prevel is swapping out all the plastic in clothes to use recycled plastic made from plastic bottles. So on the surface, it looks promising. But Fast Company did some digging and found out from a few researchers and scientists that using plastic, especially in the fashion scene, has some major, major issues. So number one, it says there's not enough recycled plastic in the market. So this isn't just a supply-demand problem. It's a problem with capitalism, like all big things are. They say that we're not recycling our bottles fast enough, especially in developing countries where there aren't enough waste management systems, so people just don't recycle, period. And as usual, major corporations want to get their hands on all the recycled plastic. So one of the examples given was PepsiCo. They purchased almost half of all bottle-grade plastic sold in the US in 2015. Almost half went just to PepsiCo, because they wanted to use the recycled plastic to make their drinks and their bottles and use it for their company. Also because they wanted to get on the, you know, the eco-friendly thing, like most companies do. The fashion industry now recently isn't any different. Their appetite for recycled plastic has grown, so they want to buy it all, leaving almost nothing for bottling companies. So let's say you want to get like a company that makes water bottles. If they cannot get their hands on recycled plastic because all the major corporations have scooped up everything, then there's actually not enough recycled plastic to go around. Then you still keep, you have to keep producing new plastic because everybody has taken the old ones. That isn't wrong in the long run because it still means someone is using recycled plastic, but we'll come back to that a bit later about how once you use these plastics in clothes, you cannot recycle it again. So that's the problem. You use it in bottles, you can keep giving it new life again and again and again with new bottles. But and there are two effects from this, from corporations scooping up all the plastic. One, it will drive the price of recycled plastic way up. So again, capitalism at its best. Two, buying recycled plastic is actually cheaper than virgin plastic. So, on one end, it is being eco-friendly, yes, but using recycled plastic also helps a company's bottom line. So the more they create scarcity, the higher the price and the less other companies want to buy into it because they cannot afford it. So the fashion industry scoops up everything. They get to save money because they're using old plastic, and the people who need the recycled plastic don't get to buy it because it's too expensive.
Okay, so the fashion... I bought a pair of jeans for someone recently that were made from recycled plastic. A very well-known jeans company, denim brand.
Yep.
And I bought that thinking that they were doing the right thing by using recycled materials. So now I'm finding out that once they have seen their useful date and they will at some point be discarded, it will just be more plastic thrown elsewhere and it can't be recycled again. It'll end up
in
the case?
In a landfill, yeah. Wow. So it will go to a landfill. So
plastic in denim, we're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, they use it to make jeans.
I see. Mm.
They use it in their clothes. Mm.
Okay, so, you know, I'm looking at this. I'm trying to look at it. Haven't we already invented biodegradable plastic?
I mean, there is some,
right?
Yes.
Why can't we then get that on a larger scale, knowing that plastic... I know plastic. Some plastic bags are biodegradable, right? Haven't we invented biodegradable plastic?
I think we did that story once, a couple of years ago. Mm. They said there's one fashion label using biodegradable plastic in their clothes.
Yep.
The problem is it's not sustainable. It doesn't last as long, or the cost is slightly higher.
Mm. Well, you know, then there's this thing called economies of scale. You know, where the more you produce it, then the more it be cheaper, right?
Cheaper, right?
So I'm just thinking whether, you know, that's the way to go. Biodegradable, and I know in this case we're talking about bottles, plastic bottles, right? Because that's the thing that's flooding the ocean. So shouldn't we be looking at that as a solution rather than, you know, like a recycle doesn't work, you know, a lot but a percentage of it, because it's not, because recycled plastic is a lot more effort, I think, to use recycled plastic. So isn't the solution then biodegradable plastic bottles, right?
Yeah.
If there is a solution, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting it out there.
It actually opened with that. The article started by saying that recycled plastic used to be expensive and it used to be quote unquote dirty, so people couldn't use it. But the more companies that wanted to jump on that bandwagon and wanted to use recycled plastic, so the people who started making it had more money and more resources to make better quality recycled plastic. Mm. So if, like what you said, like Frida, if they start using biodegradable plastic in mass, then the cost will go down. The problem now is they keep going to recycle ones just because it's cheaper. At the end of the day, using recycled plastic versus virgin plastic is a lot cheaper just by scale alone. So I think that's why these companies want to keep buying all the plastic, because it's two-pronged. One is it's saving you money, and the other side, you get to call yourself eco-friendly and that logo that you're using recycled goods and stuff. They end the article in an interesting way. They say that, you know, it isn't just about the plastic, because at the end of the day, there's so much more to being sustainable. You know, and it says that if companies wanna you know, actually create like long-term effects, then they have to think about all the ways one piece of clothing affects the environment, like, you know, emissions, chemicals, water consumption, stuff like that. Also think about the life cycle assessment. So make your products and clothes last longer so it won't end up thrown away so soon. So that is the actual end goal, not using recycled plastic in clothes when fast fashion is still a major problem.
Back to the 70s and 80s where you bought a t-shirt and it lasted forever. You know, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I think I had the same t-shirt and I wore it regularly for about 10 years.
I got a t-shirt back home that I had when I was six.
When you were six? Wow,
that's comfortable.
There's a story
well,
there.
I won't fit into it anymore, obviously. But it's, you know, it's still
there.
Mm. Wow. Time for a short break, ladies and gents. Music up next from The Regrets with Dress Up. Final story of the day coming up. It's all about how companies are using AI to teach EQ. Is this a good thing? What could possibly go wrong? Let's find out soon on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.